Boom, bam, pow, we are here. It's your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Self Hour. I got my man Morse Code in the building. What's good, fam? We're going to tap up one more time. You know what I mean? Boom. Get the E, put it down. Look at that M, Morse Code, YouTube. Y'all see it. You know what I mean? This is episode 43. Moving on up to the east side. You know what I'm saying? Number 43 in the building. Appreciate any and everybody listening and watching. Of course, the podcast is powered by Freedom Train Radio. Freedom Train Radio is sponsored by PAX Inc. Shout out to my man Joe Ward, my man Patrick Irvine. Yes, sir. Actually, shout out to my man Joe. You know what I'm saying? He did the Freedom Train podcast solo, and he had his cousin, quote unquote, Khadijah Ward. She was from across the pond. Yo, really dope interview. You know what I'm saying? She's taking on some big names out there. People trying to get up out of here. Some corporations trying to get this lady from England out of here. And she like, nah, it ain't happening. So, shout out to her. Y'all go check that out, man. Check that out, podcast. Again, like I said, I got my bro, Morse Code, in the building. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited about this interview. Hope you guys are too. YouTube viewers, watching us on YouTube, remember, like, drop a comment below, share, and most importantly, pop, 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 smash that subscribe button, you know what I'm saying? Hit that bell, ding, so you know when it's good, pop up. Matter of fact, I guess I hit the bell, because it popped up on my phone, got a little red dot, period, you know what I mean? So, exactly. You want the notifications on your phone so you know what's good. Podcast listeners, if you're listening from the podcast, you can find a live stream of the Enigma Self Hour on YouTube at www.youtube.com/EnigmaSelf927. ENIGMASCPT 927. All right. Also, too, while you're on YouTube, check out my bro, Big Low, you know what I'm saying, at Big Low Hip Hop. He got his El Puffy vlog that he dropped every week, either Wednesday or Thursday, is one or the other. But, yeah, check it out. He usually got good information, especially if you know what I'm saying, you're an independent artist, you know what I'm saying, he stay on his independent artist grind, and he usually got dope information. I think this week he was talking about health and health, wellness or well-being, if you will. And also, too, he did some yoga. Which is weird, guy. No, I'm joking. No, yoga is dope. My man was doing some yoga chant. So y'all check that out. Support my Libra bro. Also, too, make sure, especially my YouTube viewers, make sure you can go and check out the past 42 episodes of the Enigma Self Hour at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Also, you can check it out on any podcast player that you may have on your phone or app. So either if it's iTunes or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, which is what I usually use, Stitcher, or any other podcast holder. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. All you have to do is search the Enigma Self Hour. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. So again, notifications.
Notifications are important.
Exactly. So if you hit that subscribe button, boom, and it pops up every Monday. Shout out to my man Pat. You'll be able to listen to it, get a good hour content, you know what I mean? Yo, what's good? Is that my man? Is that my man's right there? Is that my man's right there? Yeah, what's good? On the shoulder giant, my man Joe in the building, you know what I mean? Also, too, YouTube viewers, if you listen to the live, if you watch us live, which is every, mostly, and sometimes I switch it up, mostly every Friday at 10:30, we have a chat room. You can interact live right on the block. Matter of fact, we're going to try to tell people, you can also watch from your phone.
Oh, shit.
You can watch. You don't have to be at a laptop, or if you're really someone's grandparent, on your desktop. You can watch from your phone. If you have a smartphone, hit the YouTube joint and watch us live. It should be trippy. Like, oh, snap.
And it's 2019, I forget.
Exactly. Like, you can do this. All right. So, Also to any, you know what I'm saying, artists or anybody for that matter. Hell, if you just want to have fun and just be like, again, if you want, this is an interactive podcast. You can interact with this podcast. Just trying to get across. If you want to do a drop, you can hit me up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Black Tarzan, Darvan the Sun, Mr. Nautilus already hit me with a drop. All you have to do is send an MP3 to enigmaself@gmail.com. In the drop, to state your name, your company, or whatever your interest you have, and the tag, you are now listening to the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby. Just mimic me. So I do it every time. Do that, and I'll play it on the podcast, and we'll go from there. Bada boom, bada bing. Simple as that. So, yeah, that's all I got for the intro. So we're going to get into the first song. I've been wanting to do this for like the past couple of weeks because my man is always supporting me, always, you know what I'm saying, showing love. I need to play his music more often. I apologize for not doing it more sooner, my bro. So I'm going to it. My man Genius the Kid will play his joint Upper to Downers. And he's going to come back with the hip-hop news of the week. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
Be alone, maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the clouds float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I need a swisher for this one, roll a fat one. I'm gon' get in my vibe. You know the reds, so I got a few niggas who high. You just be booting it when I'm solo, huns, no co-pilot. Gotta stay focused, that's foremost. You slow down the boast, they want me to move forward. Good tail with over motion. Keep a fist pumping, case of an emergency. Keep a blunt splitter. Okay. And I'ma ride for my belly toe. Five for my niggas, even though I'm convicted. Give my niggas, it's the principle, nigga, change. Except the individual who wants a visual as much as you do. These trees very cloudy, clotting, not all doubts. Clear space for takeoff and no gone.
I'm gone.
All issues of the mind gone when you blow. So I'm always blown. I said I'm blown out my mind. They more envious lately, but it doesn't fade me because I'm always faded. My money green, the only thing that's jaded. And we can trade places. You'll still be hating. So Mary Jane, take me places. You don't make an edit. Take away all negative and all the traces. Through my brow, feel a hers penetrating. Hate slowly dissipate with Mary Jane feet. Hey, and my thoughts just float away.
Hey,
it must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Locking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my
dollars.
Blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the clouds float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. Give me one moment, Scotty. Twist is a short, Mr. Pick a roll. Frost switch, hands are on the way, I'm passing. MJ doing it solo. No Jackson, pick it back, relaxing. All these haters like extras when it's time for some action. They back grinding like they don't really matter. Blunts got fatter, my goals got closer. Staring down a tunnel. One mind track, catch a traction, the more I gas it. Ay, nothing gets me down, I just go past it. Ay, nothing kill my vibe, don't match it. Broccoli and cabbage, I'm keeping up with the Jetsons. This what gas a spaceship, if you wanna get that high. I stay too high, sharing equals matching. Switch blunts when we passing, let it start when we flash. Mix music with the passion, you get at it. Ay. Ay, keep the envy haters, I'm too high, too faded. At the top is where I'm staying, still escalating. I'm in my own lane, on a one-way. Me and Mary Jane make the shade dissipate with the climate change. Strike away before I hate, create a lit situation. I hit a get blown away, then I lane change. On the lane, on accident, break it down, Mary Jane. I said I'm too faded. It must be something about it, it must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my
dollars,
blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my
dollars,
blocking out my problems. Opens to my
dollars.
I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the day float by, float by, float by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. I know the feeling when you wanna be alone. Maybe get high, get high. Maybe watch the clouds flow by, flow by, flow by. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. It must be something about it, it must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my doors, locking out my problems. Opens to my doors. It must be something about it. It must be something about it. Make me go against myself. I need weed to drown it. Opens to my doors, locking out my problems. Opens to my doors. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. Watch the clouds fill my eyes. Maybe get high, float by, float by.
Mellow on the beat.
All right, we back. This is the Nick Myself. I was your boy, Nick Myself. That track I just played was my man, Genius the Kid, with Uppers to Downers, you know what I'm saying? Big up to him. Also to his girl, always showing me support, so I'm trying to throw it back. You know what I mean? Pause. but that's a homie, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to him. All right, we're going to get into the shenanigans, hip-hop news of the week. First of all, I'm going to keep it local, you know what I mean? Announcement, boom, 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 boom. If I had, like, breaking news music, that would be it. I did it with my mouth. Pause. Yeah, it's your boy, Skinny Dick. Nah. Yo, relax. Relax. No, announcement, we got a new hip-hop showcase, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dr. Lisa and some Metro Sounds. New hip-hop showcase will pop off on June 29th. So tomorrow will be June 1st if you're watching the live video. And the next show will be June 29th. Why am I announcing this? Not only is it hip-hop news, but I will be hosting officially. I unofficially hosted this month.
I missed that.
Yeah, you know, that's what you want to do. You want this?
No.
You normally do.
I know.
That's what I was like. Yeah. You know what I'm Yo, yeah. No, that's wild. But, so you got a chance to make it up. But, yeah, I was the unofficial host couple weeks ago. So, now, officially, I will be a host. So, y'all make sure y'all come through, man. It's going to be on the Saturday, last Saturday of the month. So, should be paid by then, my nigga. You know, it really won't cost you nothing. But hey, you want to support the people at Johnson and Monroe because they got a tight, dope venue. So, got that. Keep it in your calendars. Holler at your boy. Also, too, past news. You missed that already. Former guest of the show, friend of the show, Springtime, had her EP release party for her EP Solid, which is available now on all your streaming apps. So you guys, make sure you check that out. She had King Cotton and Channel Pyro, which, of course, is my man Rob Otis, or Otis, and Analia. I think she got her last name, though, which I forgot. So, y'all are Analia and Rob to me. Your mama named you Analia and Rob. I'm going to call you Analia. Anyway, Channel Pyro, they performed. Springtime dropped a video for Accountability, which had my man Facey, who was on the show, and my man, he was the main character. This is what happened when you get old. Can't remember people's names.
Facey got a twin.
Yes, you do?
Facey got a twin. You don't know about the twin?
Yo, that's weird. We don't need you, Facey.
I know what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, dog.
So I was talking about my man Facey. My man Dose Dacus, he had the main role in the video.
Dose.
Yeah. Dose killing the man. I need to holler at Dose. Dose, I need to holler at you, bro. Yeah. I ain't doing nothing, but I need a beat, regardless. I don't care. Also, too, big up to Orion and Revelationary Recording. Boom. Got it. Okay. Y'all mad. Newspaper journalism. well, yeah. That's how I'm going to Ariane and Revelationary Recordings, who had support and also put out the mixtape for Springtime, as well as Channel Pyro and King Cotton, they're all under that umbrella. My man putting together some things, something somebody should have did a while ago, because so much talent need to be consolidated. So shout out to him for doing that and supporting those acts and having a vision about what he want to do with those acts. He spoke on that at the release party that was at Nefertari. It was a dope event, dope vibe. Shout out to everybody that was there. Everybody dapped up, whatever, whatever. Y'all know what it is. So y'all make sure to check that out. Springtime. Solid is the EP. Accountability is the video. You can check it out on YouTube if you're watching the YouTube joint. But after you finish watching us and get through the interview and all that crap, go and check out the video. Speaking of videos, my twin, 2020 twin, Royce Lovett, he dropped a video. The title of the song is Everyday Problems. It'll be apparently a song off a mixtape that he's working on, looking to release, called Enough. Actually, right now, he had an event tonight, which I missed because he liked doing stuff on Fridays. And typically, I'm getting ready for the podcast on Fridays. So I wasn't able to make it. My bad, bro. But, of course, my heart was there, which we hope everything was dope. But, yeah, he's dropping the mixtape. So, y'all look out for that, man. The video was, what street was that? Meridian Street. He shot the video on Meridian Street, which tripped me out because, like, I lived on that street. Like, my parents, before my parents separated, we lived on that street. So I'm looking at the video. I'm like, I know this road. I know this road. Where is he? And then it dawned on me where he was at. And I was just like, you got to be kidding. How dumb am I? But, no, dope video, real simple, dope song. So y'all check that out. So that's what I got right now for local stuff for the most part. So going to more mainstream stuff. Freddie Gibbs and Madlib dropped a video for Crime Pays.
Ooh. What you know about that?
Man, Freddie Gibbs is a funny nigga. That nigga funny. Shout out to Steph. Steph the MC is my homie. Steph put me on to, like, following Freddie on Instagram. Yo, his Instagram stories be the wildest shit. Straight up, y'all gotta check his Instagram. Like, he posts, like, he a funny nigga. Like, nigga, in a good way.
Hold on.
Yeah, check it out. Check that man out on IG. So, the video came across, it's funny. It's dope. The beat is dope. Shout out to Madlib. Supposed to be dropping a new joint. Someone will have a date. Excuse me for being ignorant. I know people who's debating if Piata is recognized as a classic. Maybe. I wasn't on that boat. I got on the I got on the Freddie Gibbs boat late, Paul. So, you know, Piata drop. I wasn't on it. It's dope. I want to listen to it. It is dope. This can be dope. Freddie Gibbs is dope. Madlib is dope. It's all dope. So, can't hate. Speaking of people dropping albums, Florida resident Denzel Curry dropped his joint, as well as California OG Sugar Free, you know what I'm saying, dropped a joint or whatever. Hadn't got a chance to listen to him yet, forgive me, but it's up to y'all to go and check that out, see how that go. I know my man Bravo was on the Sugar Free joint, you know what I'm saying, Sugar Free don't give you nothing but game. Funny thing, I don't think a lot of people know about it, but Sugar Free, at least at some point, was Raven Simone's favorite rapper. Weird shit. Stuff that I know. Why do I know? I don't know.
Hey, what did she grow up to be? She didn't even grow up to rap.
Nah. Yo, speaking of, oh, man. I found, like, a video of hers. Like, I was playing this game. I've been playing this game on Facebook, which is probably why my messenger is down right now. They're playing this game on Facebook Messenger, like it's like a trivia game. So I came across this one question. It's like, what was Michael Jackson's, like, first number one hit? I'm thinking, like, rock with you. Clearly. Sight? Nope. Wrong. Wasn't his first hit. His first hit was a song called Ben, which is about a rat or a mouse or some shit. Y'all know, people know. Like, if you hear the song, you know the song. Was his first song. Apparently, it was supposed to go to one of the Osbournes, the jit of the Osbournes, or whatever. Osmonds, my bad. Not Osbournes. That's Ozzy Osbourne. That's a rocker group. No, the 70s white version of the Jackson 5. Osmonds. Danny Osmond, whoever the jit was, even he's an old ass man now. They both go to him, they gave it to Mike. Mike did it, boom, blew up, sorry, around like 1974 or some shit. So I'm like, oh, snap. Never knew about the song. Well, I knew about it, but I never knew it was number one hit, whatever, whatever. And then, like, so I was going to go listen to it. Oh, I know this song. And next song came on was Tap With a Child's Heart or some shit. Some other shit I didn't know Mike's song when he did when he was a jit. That he probably thought was a Jackson 5 song, but really a Michael Jackson solo song as a kid. Whatever. So, me being a nerd and not having much to do, I went to go look. It's like, hey, what else? Michael Jackson got his biography that I didn't know before he got weird. So, looking up that song, and I found that Raven Simone had remade the song.
No.
Like, three times.
No.
So, I found a video of one of the remakes, and it was like this horrible version. It was like a Walmart version of Aaliyah. Like, she had a little hair to the side. She was doing the little dance move that was popular in, like, 98. Like, she had the big jumper suit. It was bad. It was bad. Raven Simone, what the hell? No. It was a no after you did that one song in the Jeep that apparently Missy wrote. You should have been done at that. Everything else, as far as music go, should have been a no. It was a no. It was a bad no.
I guess
so,
she done it all then.
She done it all, just horribly. Just really, really bad. Except That's So Raven. That's all you got. That and playing, I forgot her character name on the Cosby Show. Even that's tainted. So, hey, what you got, Raven? Huh? What you going to do? I know you guys didn't come for the Raven slander, but here we are, 2019. This is what we got. But anyway, y'all can check it out on YouTube if you dare. Let's see, what else we got? Lil Durk surrendered to police for attempted murder in Atlanta. So, we'll see how that goes. Doesn't look good, but hey.
I just read that Apple on that cut nothing. Did you read that?
What?
Yeah. I decided to come across my timeline, the news article.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They're going to cut it and make three of their own entertainment apps. You know what I mean?
Trying to downgrade. They probably figure out they can't compete with Spotify, so they said, screw it. That was what happened. Yeah. It's kind of funny because, like, Joe Budden been kind of like entertainment guru on how true all that crap is. But, yeah, he was saying how, like, Apple ain't really been moving to keep up. Because they've been doing the technology, like iPhones, iPads, whatever. But as far as, like, content and software, they've been kind of behind the curve, you know what I'm saying, allowing Spotify or allowing even Tidal or Google or whatever kind of outplay them on that end, even though they cornered the market at one point. So, yeah, that makes sense. Well, I don't care. I'm not Steve Jobs' slave like some of you guys. Fuck Apple. unless y'all want to pay me. Y'all want to sponsor anything with them hour? I'll retract all of that. Speaking of niggas getting locked up and getting cut, R. Kelly apparently got 10 more charges attached to what he was already getting, so fuck that nigga. Kodak Black is being held without bond until he goes to trial, so the judge said, screw that. You know, you got too much going on. We're going to hold you. So I think he has until July, so he's going to be sitting on ice until July. So all you Kodak Black fans, should have told your man to sit down somewhere, but hey, that's what happens. Unfortunately. And I don't want to see no black man get locked up, know how the system is. But, hey, you got to play smarter, man, at the end of the day. Kind of thing, something else happened. That's about it. What else we got? Oh, so we do also got the Mike Tyson WAC 100 fiasco. So apparently Mike want to be like me and shit and want to have a podcast. All right, Mike, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Be like Mike. Nah, be like Enigma. I see how it is. So he invited WAC 100 on the podcast. Apparently there was a discussion about Tupac. Mike didn't like what WAC 100 said and apparently put them dummies to his head. Apparently. Allegedly. That's why you say stuff like that when you're doing journalism, even if it's bootleg journalism in your living room. You always say allegedly. You know what I mean? Because sometimes the shit may not be true. And in this case, it turned out it wasn't true.
Damn.
It was all a troll. They always put the stuff out, all the shenanigans, all the WAC 100 posting the pills and all that stuff was all for play. Apparently, they had a good discussion. It was all a good time, man.
Damn.
Yeah, so I guess if you're interested, you can go check out Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson and see a very nice interview.
There's no point anymore.
Exactly. No, I hope they got the views they were looking for, or the listeners, if that was the case.
I hope they're not going to get this one.
Right. That's the thing. You come with the shenanigans, the recourse could be that people are like, oh, you fake.
Yeah.
You with the shenanigans. We ain't dealing with you. Speaking of shenanigans, of course, the talk of the week is the baby punching out Cam Cohart for trying him in the mall at the Louis Belt store or whatever.
That nigga is something else.
Yeah. I was going to put the two together until I found out that the WAC 100 joint was facade. I don't get how people can think that getting knocked out is cool or gangster for that matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, no. I want to be known for doing good work. If I'm going to be a gangster, like, I'm going to be a gangster. Like, I want you to fear me. I don't want you to just know me. You know what I'm saying? People are so big to get notoriety. And I get it. Notoriety pays. You know what I'm saying? We as local artists, we're not going to get the same fanfare as a reality TV artist with, like, no talent simply because of celebrity. So I understand the hustle of trying to build your celebrity to get your money, but at what cost? And then, you know, what happens if it backfires? You know what I'm saying? Because now a buddy's going to look like a lame, and it's like, what's the point? You know what I mean? If he got music, I don't know about it, and I probably wouldn't want to know about it. I'm not going to be investing in you. You a troll. The hell? And you see what happened with Tekashi 6ix9ine. All the crap he was doing, now what? Silence. My first time discussing him in like 10 episodes. See? So hopefully y'all learn, man. But speaking of somebody that's doing it right, my man Never Will Stop Deuce, who apparently was towed up at the battle a couple weeks ago. He said he got fucked up real quick.
Damn.
Lightweight, skinny niggas. Put some meat on your bones. What? Put some meat on your bones.
You never seen me left, though.
stay small, man. Y'all just gonna live forever. I'm gonna die at 50. But anyway, my man Never Will Stop. He dropped a new project, so I don't have a song, bro. Feed your boy. But regardless, I'm gonna play his joint, Money Dance. And we're going to get into this interview. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time?
NWS Never Will Stop Deuce. You already know what's going on. Do the money dance. Hey, hey. Do the money dance. Hey, hey. Do the money dance. Hey, hey.
Do the money dance. We make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag.
Not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag.
Money man, money man.
Dude.
Need me 100 band, 100 band.
Yeah.
Boy, I got a loud in my gravel.
Yeah.
Being like a drummer man.
Yeah.
Whole lot of money in my pocket.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a rubber band.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't do it for the same.
Dude.
Do it for my whole fam.
Yeah.
Nah, boy, I don't want half.
Money move,
chasing out the bag.
That's the life we choose. brown skin, I'ma make that girl my wife. My wife. I can't do no capping, I'm in love with my life. These little boys tripping, wanna thug all night. Pull up on my shawty, told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children, yeah. They worth more than millions. Yeah. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them through the ceiling. Yeah. I'ma get the millions, I'ma stack them. Hey, hey, hey. Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move. Yeah.
Chasing out the bag. Do the money dance.
Money dance.
We make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag.
The bag.
That's the life we choose.
Life we choose.
Do the money dance.
Money
we make money move.
Money move.
Chasing out the bag.
The bag.
That's the life we choose.
Life choose.
Pull up on my shawty, told her, baby, you can get it. Love my two children.
Yeah.
They worth more than millions.
Yeah.
I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them through the ceiling.
Yeah.
I'ma get the millions. I'ma stack them.
Hey, hey, hey.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
Money move,
money move.
Yeah. Chasing out the bag.
Not the bag.
That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
Do the money dance.
Money dance.
Yeah. We make money move,
money move.
Yeah. Chasing out the bag.
Not the bag.
Yeah. That's the life we choose.
Hey, choose.
All right, and we back. This is the Nick Myself. I was your boy Nick Myself, and I am here with my man Morse. Well, first let me announce the song "Money Dance," my man. Never Will Stop, Deuce. Again, like I said, he just dropped, or he will be dropping a mixtape on June 1st. So you guys make sure to check that out. Sure, I'm thinking it's going to be on That Piff. I haven't said that in a while. It's going to be on That Piff, so you guys check that out. But regardless, here my man Morse Code. What's good, bro?
What's going on, nigga?
I'm chilling, man. Chilling. Glad to have you on. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
Like we were saying before, typically, you know what I'm saying, out and about doing your thing, you know what I mean? So we linked up, was like, yo, let's get this interview popping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
it. So excited to get you here. So it's off top, because honestly, I've seen you, again, out and about, round and about, but I don't know you, so I'm going to have real genuine questions in regards to just any and everything. So off top, simplest question in the world, Morse Code. How did you come across that?
My last name is Morse. Like, that's my real life last name.
Word.
And, I mean, it was going to be Jameson Morse. And my producer name would be Morse Code. But I was like, nah, just
right.
Morse Code. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That'll be the artistry overall.
Right.
Yeah.
So, of course, those who know, Morse Code is code that you use to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Look, ding, 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 ding. You ever heard that? That is Morse code. does that speak on your music? Could people look for those messages through your music?
Oh, you can find so many different types of messages. For what you say, an artist or a rapper or a writer, you know what I mean? Like, it's the power of words and how you use them. So, like, I mean, Morse code is a verbal language. You don't
right.
use words.
Right.
But, like, the point in the messages is definitely, you know what I'm saying, my words just fit with music. So, like, within the words is the message, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, what I'm trying to portray to you is deep in there, you know what I'm saying? And not even just in that, I'll be doing in different languages, dog. I got a song in Spanish and French, like, like for real, you know. So like, it's all about the words for me and the message and the code, you know.
All right, okay. So where the Spanish and the French come from? Like, you went to school for that? You grew up knowing the languages? Like, what?
Spanish always been like something I was like the whole culture I was interested in. I took a couple years in high school and then hanging out. You know, Spaniards, Colombians, or maybe some Mexicans. Those are like the general ones I usually,
right.
you know, around Tallahassee. But French, just from like reading a book. reading.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you low-key a genius, bro.
I mean, I know, you know, I just try to find the answer, you know what I'm saying?
Word.
And sometimes that's where my answer usually with it, not within myself, is within the book, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe keep it simple. Yeah. Read a book. Read a book. It kind of reminds me of it wasn't a quote from JC. I mean Jay-Z. Fuck JC. It wasn't a quote. I'm playing. That's my bro. Wasn't a quote from Jay-Z, but it was someone that was describing Jay-Z, and it was saying that the thing that makes him as successful as he is that he continues to be curious. He doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, just settle for what he knows to build and continue to learn. And part of that is from reading. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people
underestimate
it. Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, what made you get into music? And again, you said not only, you know what I'm saying, you rap, but you also produce, amongst other things or whatever. We're going to get into the other stuff. You do a lot of stuff. but as far as the music, though, what made you go that route?
It just was a calling. When I got into middle school, the first instrument I picked up was a snare drum with the percussion. Mm-hmm. And like since then I've been just like beating on desks and like 808 snares and you know what I'm saying, like all the drums and shit, like that's a big thing. I was in a band besides being in like marching band, but I was in a band with my homeboys and I was the drummer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, music has...
Like David Groff in there, like, I'm going to be the drummer, and then I'm going to go and do my own thing and be the front runner.
Bro, I mean, like, and it was a tight run shit, honestly. You know, like, everybody was talented and driven. But, like, music has always been, like, a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Even when I stopped playing live instruments and I stopped practicing, which is never good. You should always be practicing.
Right,
but,
right.
I got into production, and I pretty much applied all of my musical know-how into a computer and just applied my skills there and with different things, you know what I'm saying?
How long did it take you to transfer playing an instrument to, you know, putting together something on a computer or a program?
I guess it all depends on specifically what you're trying to do, because you can still record live instruments and into the computer, but for what I was doing, it just took a basic understanding of what I was using. So, like, Fruity Loops or, like, Pro Tools or Logic, a basic understanding of how it's set up, what I do with what, and then from there just spending time on how I want it to sound and learning how to make it sound that way.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro. Like, I think, we had Ray Benton last week. And he was talking about, you know, being able to play instruments. And also, too, want to know just how does that translate to, because I know he said, you know, he was into music theory or whatever. Like, granted, the springtime was here. You know, she was talking about, you know, music theory. And even how it was more difficult for her to learn that, because she was like, it's easier for her as a kid versus once you get older. So do you use parts of music theory, or is it pretty much just, you go with a feeling and really no specific method. There's a method to the madness, but you know, it's not, you're not sitting there doing sight notes like, yo, I'm hitting this A-flat.
I'm not going to count. And that's the reason why it's important to keep practicing and keep that information fresh, is because, like, I know a little bit of theory, and of course I try to apply it, but sometimes, or I say more often, more recently now, it's like it could be that I just build off something and it sounds good and I go with it, you know what I mean? Unless I'm really trying to go for a specific something, like a chord that just has this specific sound, you know, it's usually just if it sounds good and it works well, I go with it, you know what I mean? Like, I haven't gone in and done, like, a music theory thing so long, you know? Yeah, I haven't, because I haven't studied it.
Right. No, that's dope. Like I said, I know for me, for those that even have just somewhat of an understanding of it, like I said, you saw me earlier, you guys didn't see it, our podcast didn't hear, you know, I was playing the guitar. Like, me just being able to switch a chord
was like amazing to me.
I fell
at 38 years old. Like, oh snap! I can change my fingers on the guitar. So I can only imagine, like, just for that to come to you naturally, and just, you know, be on the drums, and you can just go from here to here, and knowing that you put the drum pattern together, and be like, yo,
yeah,
I get that.
I feel. I mean, but that's usually how it feels after I finish the beat. Be like, wow, I just did that.
Yeah, that's dope. Now, you know what I'm saying? Beyond the music, you also do other stuff. You got the record label, which is the Duality.
Mm-hmm.
Duality.
That's right.
Duality 2, Dual Duality. And also, too, you do the photography thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance, you know, being an artist, being a photographer, having the record or having the music production team and just everything together? How do you balance that?
That's a good question. It's not, I won't say it's like a tier of importance, but like, well, first I have to make sure everything is coming back to me. So, I work jobs, like I have jobs where I make my money. And then it's like I said, it's important. So like, that's where I get a lot of my money. And then it's my music that comes next. So like, I spend a lot of time working, and then I spend the rest of my time that I have on the skill that I know will bring something back. If not right thereafter, it'll come back with the right time and the right application. So, like, making sure my word's on point when I'm ready to do a verse or a song, and or that I'm making another instrumental or beat or whatever, or, like, if I'm giving somebody a beat or instrumental, that I have a plan of action they're going to use with it.
Right.
And that's the big, you know, creative part. You know, like, being creative takes time.
Right.
I'm trying to get something out of it as well, you know what I mean? Everybody wants to, but, you know, if I'm getting ready to do that, then I got to do something with it to set myself up. And then comes after the photography and the videography, because it's not even just that it takes a lot of time. Everybody needs that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, I mean, yeah, I'll do it. People will pay me to do it, and the photos are great. Like, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm a great photographer. I'm not just boosting myself, but, you know, like, and I've realized I put effort, and I put time, and I put care, and I put, like, value into what I do, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, people will pay the ticket, but they'll also get what they're paying for.
Right.
But, like, it's not that's on hold. It's just those are for specific conditions. Like, I did a show with Gorilla Nation in town.
Right.
And shout out to my people there.
He's out there at Springtime doing, you know, shout out to my
people. Oh, word, yeah. They see they getting in the scene too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, they did a thing for the kids at Raw Middle School, and I was supposed to be the photographer and the videographer, which I did accomplish. I did that, and I did a little performance there as well. But, like, you know, they didn't pay me for that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but I wanted to do that because it was important, you know what I'm saying? That's how I felt it was important to me. So, like, I set time aside for that, to do that. And I had to make sure that that's just that, because, like, all the other times, it's important.
Yeah.
It's very important now, and making sure that you're getting what you're putting into it, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to be just
doing it, just putting me in, looking into a guy, looking into a meme. You know,
mm-hmm.
like you want to get to a goal or whatever, even if it's, you know, mid-term goals, long-term goals. So, no, I feel you on that. Especially, you know, being a creative, creating content, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you're creating it, you're having fun, you're enjoying it, but I still need, A, I need to get paid, B, I need to, you know, be able to sustain this, and then also, two, continue to get better so you can justify the payment at some point, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, this is my value, I'm putting this work. Boom, you know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, like, even if, because we, you know what I'm saying, we didn't get paid for that Raw thing, and there was no big deal. It's not a problem. Or even if they did, then I didn't get nothing out of it, and I'm not mad about it or anything, but, like, those kids will never, they'll probably never forget that.
Right.
They'll come back next year, one another one.
Right.
And then at that point, you're an influencer. You've got,
exactly.
You got people looking up to you, you know
exactly.
what I'm saying? Like, that's a whole another thing, you know what I'm saying? When they ask about you, when they want to know when you're doing something next, or if they can invert, then you're on another, you're in a different league. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you got people watching you that's invaluable. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
It kind of reminds me about the, I saw a video of Lil Nas X. He was performing
yeah.
at the elementary school or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was blowing out to see the kids, like, going off on it. But then also, too, like, first thing I was, before he even saw a performance, I was like, yo, like, them kids going to be, like, fans. Maybe, I don't know if they're going to be fans forever, but they going to remember that. So
yeah.
when they get in high school, they going to be like, yo, remember when Lil Nas X came out looking like a Black Woody?
And I think about it all the time because of that, like, that kid, I mean, I won't say I've never had this personally happen to me, but I would want to be that for somebody because people don't feel that they should go chase their dream, but I want a kid to come to me one day and be like, yo, you did this one time, and that was back then, but you're the reason why I am here now, like, and not, like, for real, because I know for myself it's hard being a creative person, but, like, you know, being creative, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so there's a lot of people in the world that don't ever get a chance, you know what I'm saying? So to definitely to go out there to see them be like,
yeah. Again, me being you folks, like, that's my main thing, you know what I'm saying? To spark, inspire them to be better, definitely be better than me, you know what I'm saying? But then also, too, be better than what's expected from them.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, and I'm saying that. Like, I'm saying kids that coach 10, 12 years ago, graduate from high school, go to college.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? Got one of one of my first players on my team, she went off and she got like MEAC player, not me, or all first team MEAC for softball. And it's just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Granted, that was all her parents, because her parents played softball and baseball. And her dad's a baseball coach that got me right now. So it's definitely deal, but to think that I had maybe a little piece of that, you know, a little influence, yeah, like you said, is a proud moment, you know what I'm saying? I've also had an opposite side where I had kids out on my team that, one kid in particular, he got murked a couple years ago. But I didn't even recognize, I didn't even realize until like, one of my old rosters, and I'm like, dang, that's a kid that got killed, and he was on my team with him. So it can go either way, but 9 times out of 10, it's going to go the way, like you said. You see that inspiration, and it's dope. I guess I can tell you, being that, you know, I'm in the future, in a sense, I'm older. Yeah, you will. Those kids will come up, and you'll be able to see that. And, yeah, it's going to be a proud moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of proud moments, you got the project. You had the album release party at VHS, you know what I'm saying, studios or whatever. So, how did that go?
Well, the listening party was fucking, it was cool. Like, I was just thinking because from the start, I won't even say I don't have the proud moment in it. It's just because, like, I felt personally it's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I felt about it personally. And then the way I feel about it personally versus how somebody might take it, I have those two different views on it. So I feel like, damn, it is good. You know, like, there are things, but it is good. But at the listening party, both of those kind of viewpoints came together at a happy medium.
Right.
So, like, there are points where I'm like, well, I could da-da-da-da. But those songs that I didn't, like, feel the best about 100%,
right,
everybody else really enjoyed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they were like, yo, I really like this. I'm like, wow, okay, you know, it's cool, it's fun. I performed two of them. The Beast, you know, gave a warm welcome in and a very nice hospitable stay. Like as usual at VHS, and everybody that was there showed love. It was fam, you know. So overall, like, I gave that night like a 10 out of 10. But the proud moment for me. The problem for me is, I guess, more so just feeling not done, but
accomplished.
Somewhere around that, you know what I'm saying? Because now I can, like, look and be like, it's everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Damn.
Out there, you can
get to it. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, there's no way nobody cannot hear my voice now.
Right.
That's just crazy.
So if we're going to hear your voice, we're going to go ahead and let these people hear what you got. You know what I mean? So we're going to drop, what is it? Earth Mightiest. Mightiest. Not to be confused with Mightiest or Mightiest Touch. Earth Mightiest, and we're going to hit you with Process. It's my man Morse Code. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. You got time, baby.
Past all the home, they gon' ask about me even when the nigga gone. Already talk about me when the nigga gone. Had fam grips, told the nigga so long. I'ma live a long time, this thing offended. When I pull up on the squad, you know this ain't a gimme. I want all the smoke ever since I got the first taste. 2 cents for a nigga, but that's all they ever gave. I was broke like Emma, I was shook inside the slammer. Broken like Spaniard, speaking slang and bad grammar. Left for dead, smothered by the dirt and tainted Emma. Building up the pressure, pop the top like temper tantrums. Looking at the sky, my guardians know why. Pay a hefty price for the ultimate prize. Death is not the finish, but I said that from the start. When I spit to you these verses, feel your spirit touch your heart. I connect with the earth, connect with your girl. Take life away and give her the whole world. I'm called a man, though I really want peace. Put the herb before me, then a nigga gon' eat. What I say could be taken in many ways. Here for right now, though I didn't plan on staying. Say some real shit, then they look like what you saying. Wishing on my downfall, instead you should be praying. I'ma live a long time past all the harm. They gon' ask about me even when the nigga gone. Used to grow up thinking I could be a hero. Then I realized this rock got a lot of people. I'ma live a long time, fuck what you heard. Put my energy into each and every word. An instrument of hope, and I think that shit's dope. But if I lose that, I'll be swinging on the rope. Hoping they be real, prepared for hugs. They keep that shit concealed, spraying fake love. They be showing faces full of makeup. And when my mind get heavy, keep my face up. I'm breaking rules, some degree like two sons. Master of these mind games and delusions. If you wanna do something, then let's do something. A lot of momentum off this movement. Nigga, this is Morse Code, and I'm one of Earth's mightiest. Had some try to take me, I look back and told them try again. As long as God got me, I'm like David in the lion's den. Don't swing for it, I'ma turn to the Leviathan. Got the power grip chair, look at what the Titan did. Smacked them off the axis, now they won't turn back again. Booth stay closed, cause my spit contains pathogens. Testament to follow yourself on life's passages. I'ma live a long time past all the harm. They gon' ask about me even when the nigga gone. Blessed with intelligence, you dummies are irrelevant. Cursed to this confinement, gotta find my way around it. I'ma live a long time and leave behind a legacy. Speaking on my name is a crime, my highest heresy. Everyone's a note in this long line of melodies. I can't fall off key, not me, not one of Earth's mightiest.
Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process. Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process.
Stay up above it. I'm stepping like Kodak. Nigga need pros. It ain't no my homie. I live like a whisper. And then I start listening. My caller keep calling. My timing is evening. Neutron spinning. Got a blast. Here it is at long last. Every moment I'm surpassed. My shows get the man like Comcast. Selling G's. Getting C's. Fuck a syllabus.
Fuck class.
Straight G and genius ain't no difference.
You see me?
Took the seed and planted my ambitiousness. Yeah.
For sure.
My degree is wicked in this penmanship. Yeah.
For sure.
From the inside to the outside.
Outside.
Look at the comedian. But he a smart guy.
Smart guy.
Up
close and far sighted. Ain't comfy getting stipend. Court case person died on scene like a pilot. I play with my life and then ask for a quote. I knew what I knew and then I kept going. Close with the green, nigga like Yoda. Out in the jungle, watching for poachers. I'm with the guys, making the folders. Amongst all the mortals, keeping composure. It is what it is, that's what I told you. As long as you're doing just what you're supposed to.
Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process. Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process.
How could they understand my struggle? Barely eating and still got muscles. Getting close don't make me touch you. If it ain't real, then nigga, fuck you. In between writing poems, knowing it might cause an omen. Whipping the Teslas with my girl Elsa, the paint job look froze. Moving silent, niggas waiting while you boast. Counting bread, then they come out to make toast. Turning to evils when I was fighting hard to cope. Learn to stay up when I was losing all hope. Steady seeing, steady grin, can't let them shake my cool. They won't end, learn my weakness, not that easy, dude. Zanny here, lean weed, vices in the grip. Pussy sweet, wanna eat, thought these hoes a trip. Been still at the museum, time to bust a move. Frigid lines on paper and life a cartoon. Back to back, action packed, and your seats glued. Hunt your hard, the first go, get ready for part two.
Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process. Took a long look ahead, saw a project. All my family know it's the project. Got a lot of faith in the prospect. Never turn your back on the process.
All right, we're back. This is the Enigma Self Hour. We got my man Morse Code in the building. You ready to wrap this up? Two tracks we just played, Earth, Mightiest, and Process off his new project. What was the name of the project?
The Awakening.
The Awakening, which is dope. Release the Kraken. Wild. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, man. Where can A, they can find the project, and A, where they can find you on social media?
The Awakening, it's a 5-track EP. Listen to it throughout the day, you know what I'm saying? It's a perfect, like, nice start, uplifting throughout the middle, strong finish, you know, get you out throughout the day. It's on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Amazon, the major streaming sites. The only place it's not on is SoundCloud. On my SoundCloud, you'll find more of my underground shit.
Hey, my man said, nope, you had to go. You the real stuff, not SoundCloud.
I mean, real.
My man said he's a SoundCloud rapper.
Hey, but listen, I forget why I started. So if you go to SoundCloud.com/MorseCodeDNG, you'll hear what, you know what I'm saying, like my snapping. But like, yo, like, no cap, like, even though it's on Bandcamp, The Awakening is on Bandcamp.
Work.
And you can buy like the full package, $10, you know what I'm saying?
Work.
You get all five of the songs in waveform, a photo set, the front and back cover, and then personalized notes. So, like, I got it for the fans, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, straight up, I'm telling y'all right now, go get my man's joint. This ain't 89.7 FM, so I can endorse this. My man got a band camp. If you want to sit here and you say you got love for underground, independent rappers, artists, whatever, do that for real. You know what I'm saying? Get the Bandcamp.
The Bandcamp at bandcamp.com/TheAwakeningEP. You can find it by searching Morse Code DMG. And like I said, it's the 5-track EP. It comes with the tracks, the photo set, the front and back cover, and personalized notes. Oh, and the lyrics as well, typed onto the Word document.
Word. So how can they find you on Twitter and Instagram?
On Twitter, I'm at @DualityMusicG. On Instagram, MorseCode850, Duality Music Group on Instagram. Facebook, MorseCode DMG or Duality Music Group, both of those after the Facebook.com/. And I think that's everything. Snapchat, Jameson Morse, you know, I'll be wilding on Snapchat too. But yeah, I think that's everything.
All right, bet. So y'all make sure y'all follow my man. You know what I'm saying? Again, not only is he doing music, doing production, and he got photography. So, you know, if you're not doing photography or you're not a photographer yourself, you know what I'm saying? Get that one man and y'all, you know what I'm saying? Support, you know what I'm saying? Support black businesses, you know what I mean? So y'all want to talk all that black righteous space, what's good? Support your black man. He's doing it. So, man, we're going to get up out of here. Shoot. It's been a good month, man. It's been a real good month. You know what I'm saying? Everybody I had on here, real challenging. Everything been dope. So I'm proud. Glad to close it out with my man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Long time coming. Next week, got my man Rico Dreams. So that should be dope. So we're going to go with that. Start off June with a bang. Summertime is proper. It's on right now. So that's all we got. Thank you guys for listening. Again, support, support, support. YouTube, hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that bell. Again, unfortunately, the stream is going to be broken up in two. I'm going to try to merge it together. Or I may just keep it separate. I don't know. We're going to see. Comcast tripping. It's your boy, Skinny Dick. Anyway. Anyway, still here. We're going to get up out of here. Thank you for the support. Shout out to Pat and Joe, Pax Inc., Freedom Train Radio. This is the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby, and we out.